Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. You can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. I love it. What are we talking about today? Living your dream. Living your dream and letting go of your nightmare. What a topic. Let's be real today. I want your feedback. I want you telling me what's your dream, what's your nightmare. I want you asking honest questions. We are surrounded. We are absolutely surrounded by falsities, by falsehoods, by people who are scared to live their dream. We don't know as a society. We seem lost when it comes to living the dream. We have become experts at dreaming the dream, but very, very inexperienced at living it. And I want to talk about that today. So I want you to feedback and I want you to be honest. There is no way around. There is only a way through. And the only way through things is the truth of them, that we understand the truth of these things so that we can approach them. In that way. So let's do it. Then first I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. A storm hit in the A Better Today community stood up. A storm knocked us down and together we stood up. Together we reached out and touched so many people, so many strangers, so many brothers and sisters who we have never met before. We've reached out and embraced and held and we reached out and helped others. Thank you, A Better Today community. No matter where you are in the world, I want you to know that it's simple and make it sound so complex to change the world. We're changing the world every single day, and we're doing it with the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. The power of one is perhaps the greatest secret out there. And not a secret because it's hidden, but it's secret because it seems so simple. You want to change your life. You want to change your community. You want to change your relationship. You want to change the dynamic in your house, the dynamic in your school, the dynamic at your work, the dynamic in your community. You want to change anything. Don't look at the mountain. Just take the step. Just take that step. And it's the power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Get out there and participate. Get out there and participate in every single way that you can participate. Just do it one thing at a time, one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. There's really nothing else to it. I know that it seems more complex, but every single thing you hear and every single thing that you are inspired by, no matter how great the organization, no matter how great the deed, no matter how deep the education, no matter how beautiful the art project, it all starts with one step. Don't forget that power of one in your own life, the power of one in your own life. And I'm going to sidetrack this a little bit as we lead into living your dreams and letting go of your nightmare. When you're doing that power of one, I notice through the feedback and I notice through friends and family and even in my own life, when you're doing that power of one, you also have to recognize the power of one in someone else's life. Some people are making those same attempts to change. Some organizations, some people, some relationships are making the mend. And sometimes it may be broken for years, and understand the value of the seed that is in that power of one. Sometimes we get frustrated because things aren't moving fast enough for us, or we don't see the change immediately. You can recognize that things got to where they were. Things got to where they were in a long haul, in also power of ones, but not intentional ones. So when you start taking the steps to a healthier you, a healthier relationship, a more consistent success, a habit of strength, when you start making that turn towards that, you have to recognize that it's these little steps that you're seeing. You're seeing the seed. So don't forget in our lives, don't forget to recognize the value of that seed. Don't forget that the mighty oak tree is in the acorn. Don't forget that the mighty oak tree is in the acorn. The eagle, the hawks, they're in the egg. You have to remember that the greatest things, the greatest people, the greatest mentors in your life, the greatest books you've ever written, the greatest poetry, all of those things started as a seed. They started as a word. They started as a cell. They started as a baby. They started as an idea. You have to remember that there is value in the seeds in our lives. And sometimes the things that we're expecting, the things that we're wanting to create, we must not get frustrated when we see them at their infant stages, when we see them at that power of one. Your life is a culmination. It's not a single act. It is a culmination. So when living that power of one, don't forget that it comes as a seed. And as we talk about that seed, let's talk about today. Today is living your dream, letting go of your nightmare. Living your dream, letting go of your nightmare. Why are we talking about this? We are talking about this because we have become experts at dreaming, experts at visualizing, experts at wanting to manifest, experts at setting vision boards. We are experts at planning our victory. We are experts at dreaming, but we are inexperienced and frustrated at living it. We don't know how to live it. You rarely see someone living their dream. You often see them living their nightmare, but rarely see them living their dream. We love dreaming. Oh, we love dreaming. Who doesn't love dreaming? I love dreaming. I love the daydreams. I love dreaming. I love thinking. I love visualizing. I love wanting to create. I love all of these things. We love dreaming. We read about it. Some people take drugs to induce it, to induce that dream state. But we fall short. We fall short when it comes time to live it because we don't know how. We don't know how to live that dream. We are taught against that dream. Sometimes rationality talks against the dream. Practicality sometimes talks against the dream. So we become a fan of dreaming. We become a fan. We buy art and pictures, and we even create, some of the more talented of us and gifted create art, and the art is based on dreams, and you look at the art and it induces dreams and it inspires, and we enjoy poetry that is written like dreams, and we like speakers who lead us to dream, and we like all of these things, and it's empowering and inspiring and it gets your juices flowing, but we fall short because we have a lack of examples of people who live their dream. How do we live this dream? We're in a practical sense. How do we live this dream? We live it as I was talking earlier, taking that one step at a time. We take it one step at a time. Your dream, your dream, whether a daydream or a night dream. Your dream is a journey, just like your life, your awake time. There are some scientists and cognitive scientists that will tell you it is when you're dreaming that you're awake, and it is when you're awake that you're dreaming, and they will mess your mind up, because there are legitimate scientific studies that tell you your brain doesn't really sort the information any differently in awake and sleep, and your brain, when visualizing something, doesn't handle the information any differently than it does when you're actually living it in this material world. So there's a conversation about the dynamics, depth, and breadth of your dream, but the fact of the matter is your dream is a journey, just like your waking moment is a journey. And how do we do this? We create a plan. What does your dream mean? What does your dream bring you? If you have a dream, where is that dream? If you had to place a destination on that dream, what would be that destination? What would be that point B? What would be that point B in a dream? If your dream was that destination, what would be the point B? Then you ask yourself, where are you? What is the point A? We talk about going from point A to point B. We speak about going from point A to point B, but we don't really often know where the point A is. We know it's our dream. We don't recognize how far we are from it. We say, oh, we're just far. But no, but how far? Are you that far? Because if you recognize the point A, if you recognize the point B, you have the opportunity at this moment to path a course. You're able to create the path. You're able to mark the course. You're able to path it out, to write it out, to map it out. You're able to know the path from point A to point B. And then all you have to do is the one thing we rarely do, and that's get moving. And that's get moving. Why aren't we moving towards our dreams? And more importantly, why are we sticking to and moving with our nightmare? Why are we doing that? I'm so interested in this human journey for so many reasons. We are incredibly self-destructive. And when I say we, I include myself in there. We are incredibly self-destructive. We are, you know, I'm speaking to you from our new, beautiful new office here. And this office is right on the corner of Main Street here in Port Washington. And it's at an intersection. Port Washington isn't that big. And so Main Street is literally a main street. It's a main hub, a main vein. And we're right at the corner by a light. So I don't know if you guys hear every now and then there's a someone honking, a stereotypical New Yorker honking at the car in front of it for not moving as fast as they would like it to move. And I'm always so interested in how, when sitting in traffic and the light may turn green, and we're not so patient with the people in front of us not letting us move. You're not getting out of my way fast enough. This light turned green. Why aren't you moving? I have places to go and people to see. I have to get to work. Why aren't you moving? And we have this impatience to us. And here in New York, we've actually become popular for our impatience and traffic movement. And yet you get home or you get to work, you get to that destination you are so impatient and excited to get to, and you get there and you just sit and you don't move, and suddenly you are in your own way and you're not honking the horn at yourself. You are in your own way. You've been in your own way for how many years? You've been pointing the finger at the car in front of you. You've been pointing your finger at the person next to you. You've been pointing your finger at your spouse, at your family, at your friends. You've been pointing the finger at everybody and honking your spiritual, psychological horn. But nobody is ever just looking at themselves and saying, why aren't I moving? Why don't I realize I'm in my own way? Why am I? Living this nightmare instead of moving and honking and impatiently going towards my dream. It's a fascinating reflection of our human experience. It's a fascinating thing that I enjoy in having this having this tremendous window view at the corner of an intersection and being able to watch it all day long is even more fascinating, knowing that so many people are simply in a rush to get to nowhere, or in a rush to get to a place that they confess that they can't stand being in. You're in a rush to get to a job that you hate. You're in a rush to get to a life that you're not happy with. You're in a rush to move towards your nightmare. Why aren't we moving towards our dream? Why aren't we living this dream? And why aren't we letting go? Why aren't we letting go of this nightmare? Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Our websites are empoweredlivingradio.com, stevemaraboli.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. Today, we're talking about living your dream, letting go of your nightmare. And a nightmare, what is a nightmare? A nightmare is a defined, it's a frightening or unpleasant dream. It's a terrifying or very unpleasant experience or prospect. We all know what a nightmare is. Think of what causes you unpleasant experiences. Think of what causes you terrifying prospects. Think about it. And then think about how often we still allow that to have access into our lives, whether it's a situation or whether it's a person. There are some people in your life who are a nightmare. Can we be honest? Can we be honest? If we can't be honest, why even do a show? If we can't be honest, why even turn on this microphone? If I wanted bullshit, I could talk to all the people I see driving by. I could turn on all the gurus on spiritual oneness radio. Like, if I wanted bullshit, I wouldn't need to turn on this microphone. I've got a plethora of it around me. But let's talk real. Sometimes your nightmare are the people around you. There are people who you got used to. People you got used to. I see people smoking outside. That's almost 2013, and there's people still smoking outside. They're going outside and they're freezing their butts off to go smoke, and it's a poison. And we know, no, there is no scientific study that says it's good for you. Every 100% of every scientific study done on smoking tells you it is a poison. But people do it. It's a poison that they are addicted to. It is a poison that they are used to. It is a habitual poison. Let's get real. What habitual poison do you have in your life? What poison are you used to? What poison do you not let go simply because you're used to it? Simply because it's been around. You're addicted to something that is simply not good for you. It's easy to point at the people smoking. It's easy to point at the people gambling their life away. It's easy to point at those. It's easy to judge them, and it's easy to mock them. It's easy to sound superior to them. But what kind of poison do you have in your life? What kind of socially accepted poison do you have in your life? What kind of habits and self-destructive habits do you have that everybody has that you laugh at and you joke at, but is slowly stealing your life away, slowly stealing the breath out of your dream? You know, when you're living your dream, you're keeping your dream alive. You got to feed that dream. We talk about dreams, but we don't talk about the viability of those dreams and how quickly we stomp those dreams out. You don't stomp those dreams out because you don't have the possibility, that you don't have the potentiality of those dreams. We stomp them out because you don't have the character and self-love to nourish that dream and keep it alive. Why don't we talk about this some more? Why don't we talk about this some more? What if today was the day you stopped pointing fingers at your nightmares and saying, this is why I can't do it, and this is why I can't do this, and this is why I didn't do that, and this is why I didn't go back to school, and this is why I'm not a better parent, and this is why I'm not a better kid, and this is why I'm not a better brother, and this is why I'm not a better sister, and this is why we're doing this. Why can't we talk about this in that way? Why can't we talk about the truth that sometimes in our lives, and it's almost always, that we are our own poison, that we are the habitual self-destructive force in our lives. We're not living our dreams because we're holding on to our nightmares. Some people will characterize themselves from their nightmares. I hate my job. I hate my this. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a job, and we will characterize ourselves as stuck, and I'm looking at you and I see no chains. I see no anything. Anything that would require you to be stuck is 100% in your mind. And if I tell you that, you'll say, well, that's easy for you to say because you don't do this and you don't have this and you don't know my debt and you don't know my response. And you will give me 1,000 reasons why you voluntarily shackle yourself up with one bad choice after another, with one lack of commitment to yourself after another, and you will listen to me talk to you, and you will be angry with me because I don't buy the nonsense of why you keep marrying your nightmare day after day. It's time to live the dream. It's time to live the dream. You know, sometimes nightmares become helpful. You know, there are times we talk about living our dreams and living our goals and finding our purpose, and we talk about some pretty deep stuff like that. And some of those things are hard to see. Sometimes you don't have the vision in your life. Sometimes you don't have the vision in your life to see that. Purpose. You don't have the vision in your life. You've got so much stuff going on that by the time you pick up your head and say, all right, let me get my life in order, it's in such disorder that you can't even see the dream. You can't even see the prospect. You can't even see the purpose. And you say, Steve, you say to follow my purpose. Steve, you say to follow my purpose. I don't even know what that is. I couldn't even begin. I got to take kids here, take kids there, and I got to feed this one over there, and I got my mother's ill and my dad's ill, and I have to go here, and my husband's this, and you can't even begin to see and contemplate life purpose, never mind finding a path towards it. This is where dreams come in handy. You see, in this human experience, I embrace all of it. We talk about fear here, and I say, hey, fear is an ally. Fear is a friend. It's another gauge. We are built with gauges. That's what's so beautiful about our creation, is that regardless of what you think created us or who you think created us, we can talk about that another time, but the fact that we are built in a certain way with all these gauges, we have fear, we have thirst, we have hunger, we have all these gauges that are set to give us an alert and to push us towards a certain direction and to raise our awareness. And I think that nightmares are helpful in this sense. Nightmares are helpful in a gauge sense because I feel like if I have it, it's because I need it. It's because I can use it. For me, a nightmare is a gauge. So maybe this is one of those times where you don't know what you want. Maybe this is a time where you don't know what you want. You don't know what will cause you extreme bliss. But you have a nightmare. And when you have a nightmare, you find out what you don't want. You find out what horrifies you. And when you see it as a gauge instead of something that's your enemy, sometimes the clarity towards the good is hard to see, the clarity towards purpose and what will cause you bliss is tough to see in the chaos of life, in the chaos of day-to-day life. Sometimes the bliss and purpose is difficult to see. It is sometimes difficult to see the message in the mess. Sometimes it is difficult to see that. But when you have a nightmare, you are able to see what you don't want. You're able to see what horrifies you. So by law, by definition, what you want is the opposite of that. Even a nightmare is your gauge. The nightmare is the gauge that tells you what you want. What causes you bliss is going to be the opposite of what causes you horror. So if what causes you horror is something financial, what causes you bliss is and peace of mind is going to be that you know that you can start focusing your attention on those type of things. If what causes you a nightmare is that you didn't a friend or family member passes away without you without them knowing how you feel about them, you have a gauge there that will cause you peace of mind and bliss if they do know how you feel. So you know that when you wake up, you get on the phone, you get on the email, you go visit a house, you go bring flowers, you go do whatever. You are gauged in this world. We are so masterfully created, so masterfully part of a universe that has structure and balance, that even nightmares serve as a gauge towards something good. And when you have that gauge towards something good, when you have that gauge towards something insightful, when you have that gauge towards change, we are very blessed. But then again, we have to remember to let go of that nightmare. We have an issue because we are pattern seekers as human beings. We have this issue with letting go. This is why you all have a problem, or we all, I should say, have a problem with letting go. It is not that we are psychologically deficient. It is not that we are emotionally deficient. It's not that we are stubborn. It's not any of that. What's actually true is that we are quite efficient. That's why we have trouble letting go of patterns. Remember, your brain, your mind doesn't recognize good patterns or bad patterns. It's just patterns. That's why if you're self-destructive, you will be proficient at being self-destructive. Those who have learned to gauge their life and be productive will be proficient at being productive. That's how that works. It's not that your brain doesn't want you to be successful. Your brain only knows how to make you successful. The challenge becomes in you defining that success for your brain. It's not a matter of your brain defining it for you. So when we're talking about living that dream, we must first let go of the nightmare. You cannot continue a journey. You cannot experience and embrace what's new when you're still carrying the old. I told, and I'll tell this before we go to the break, this story that I was very blessed to see in one of my many trips through airports and airplanes. And sometimes that gets mundane. Every airport seems the same, the trip seems the same, and you kind of just go and you land and you walk right. But I'm a people watcher. I've always been a people watcher. I'll always be a people watcher. And on this occasion, I got to see people, and I think that I people watch a lot because it helps me see and get out of that mindset where it's the same flight, you know, it's the same crap, different day mindset, but instead it's like it's the same flight, different day kind of mindset. And everyone falls into that. So I try to find ways to break out of that. I'd say these are people I've been on a plane with, and I've never been on a plane with these people, and I'll never be on the plane with these people. Walking through the airports and people watching, listen to conversations and listen to husbands and wives fight, or husbands and wives be loving to each other, and watching kids misbehave and some behave, and watching some kids read while watching some other kids play video games. And you get to watch all these things, and you watch people who who sneeze and cover their mouth, and people who sneeze and don't cover their mouth. I mean, I watch everything. I'm a people watcher. Behavior has always been my interest. So on this occasion, coming from a flight from I don't know where, and we land at the airport and start walking back, and it's no longer those days. For those of you who are my age and older, we remember the days where the loved ones would meet you right at the gate. You could walk in and you could just go walk up to the gate when a plane landed. On this occasion, you gotta go through the airport. So we landed, and walking through the airport with everyone who was on my flight, and on this occasion there was a guy in front of me who was pretty excitingly walking. He was walking at a pretty fast pace. Looked like he was happy to be back, and had his suitcases and had his suitcases by his arms, and he was holding two of them, one in each hand, and just walking along. And when you get through the security gates to where the people who are picking you up, and I happen to notice and hear these excited young kids, little things, probably 3, 4, or 5, somewhere in there, young kids who's excited to see this man who is clearly their father, and they're so excited, and here they are jumping at his legs, and he had to move around, and they can't be close enough to him. They can't be close enough to him, and he got a first. He said, "Hold on, back up a little bit." He had to put down his bags, and then all the hugging, and I thought to myself, what I just witnessed was a microcosm of life. Through his journey, he had his luggage, he had his baggage. Through his journey, he had his baggage, and we all carry our baggage through our journey. And at the next point in our journey, he had an abundance of love that was waiting for him, something new, young, and vibrant waiting for him, something that loved him unconditionally waiting. There was unconditional love and potentiality. Yeah, this is what I think, folks. I'm telling you, I think deep all day long, and I'm here to experience life, and I'm going to experience every dimension of it. So this is what I'm thinking. So he has this in front of him. He has this potentiality, this love, this type of adoration that most people would kill for, has it right in front of him waiting, and yet he cannot experience one bit of it. He cannot experience one bit of the present moment, of what the present moment has to offer. He cannot experience 1 minute of it, not even a second of it, until he first lets go of the baggage from his journey. Ooh, that is life. Right now, you have potentiality of your dream. Right now, you have the potentiality of today. Right now, you have love, unconditional potentiality. Right now, maybe you've got a family that loves you. Right now, maybe you have a spouse, a friend, a relative that loves you unconditionally. Right now, you have that. Right now, you have the opportunity for forgiveness. Right now, you have so many things at your feet, jumping up and down at you, but because you refuse to put down the baggage from your journey, you have become identified by that baggage. You now call yourself whatever's in that baggage. You say that I've lost, I'm divorced, I'm sick, I'm hungry. You say all of these things instead of putting down the damn bag and embracing what awaits at your feet. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Our websites are stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're talking about living your dream, letting go of your nightmare. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, Let's take some feedback. Feedback today, well, instant message to the screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word. That's ABT Radio Show. You're listening to Empowered Living. We'll be right back.
You ain't gonna believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother.
Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, ai. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein? Sábado na balada, a galera começou a dançar e passou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Como é que é, vai? Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, seba.
Hey, 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 welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. For more information about what we're up to, check out stevemaraboli.com. You could also check out empoweredlivingradio.com for every single show we have ever done. Also, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube and Pinterest. And I think that's it for the main site. So we have all kinds of information. Every single thing we do at A Better Today International is 100% free. The only thing I ask is that you share this show, you share our words, you share anything that you think will inspire or empower somebody else. If we've had a guest on this show in our archives, we have over 1,000 hours of radio available in our archives. If something I said or something a guest said, just share. We share so many things. And we're literally a click away from sharing things now. So we share so many things, and a lot of it is funny. Some of it is dramatic, and some of it is, but very rarely is it empowering. So I know that there are sites like Pinterest where you're able to share things that are beautiful, also empowering. So if you see anything that we say or do or quotes or picture quotes or anything, please share. Again, everything we offer is 100% free. We don't even ask you for your email address. If you're listening to this show, you probably just went to a website and clicked the link, empoweredlivingradio.com. So that's all you had to do. There's no catch. The only thing I ask is that you share. Website is stevemaraboli.com for any information about books or speaking or anything else that's going on. So we're talking today about living your dream, letting go of your nightmare. Living your dream, letting go of your nightmare. And what becomes really important in the parameters of this idea is the second part. The second part is really the most important part, letting go of your nightmare. A lot of us don't live the dream, not because we don't want to. We all want to. It's not for that reason. It's because you don't let go of the nightmare. The example I gave before the commercial, it's not that you don't want to pick up the children. It's not that you don't want to pick up and experience the love potentiality and everything that's available at your feet right now. It's that you're not letting go of the luggage of your past. You're not letting it go. You keep identifying yourself with things that don't matter. And I hate to say that it doesn't matter, because people get offended and say, Steve, my divorce shattered me. How dare you say it doesn't matter? And I'm not saying that it doesn't matter in your psyche. Obviously, it does. But when you're using that characteristic, when you are using that circumstance as the reason why you don't go back to school, then you're lying to yourself, and I won't let you get away with a lie like that at me. And when you're using it for the reason why you're overweight and don't watch what you eat, then that's just some self-destructive nonsense you're telling yourself because you're too much of a coward to get up after life punched you in the face. I told you sometimes this show's uncomfortable, but it's always going to be real. And sometimes we don't let go of the luggage because you are too much of a coward to face your dreams, too much of a coward to put down the luggage of yesterday and face today. It's easy to make an excuse. It's easy to point the fingers. And believe me, there are psychologists and therapists and social workers and teachers and friends and family that will help you do it. There are authors and books that will make you a victim from forever. They will make you a victim, and then they will slowly charge you for that victim. The author will say, you're a victim, and I'll help anesthetize that pain if you buy every one of my books. You'll be a victim still, but at least I'll make you feel a little bit better about it. We'll have a little victim community, and we'll talk about these things, and you can buy my special prayer cloths, and you can buy the magic water, and they all sell it in different things if we meditate together, where we'll do all these things, and they sell you all kinds of stuff, and your friends will be happily keep you a victim, but it keeps you in the box that they have placed you in. They keep you in the box that you have placed yourself in, and sometimes positive change amongst friends is very unpopular. Sometimes you recognize that the truth in life is very rarely dressed for the occasion, because when you recognize that it is you, when you recognize that is nothing, the luggage isn't holding on to you, you're holding on to the luggage. Your baggage of your life is what you're holding on to. It's not the other way around. It's not that the nightmare is holding on to you. You are holding on to the nightmare. You must dismiss it from your life. And the way that you dismiss it from your life is to explore the depth of this nightmare. What is this nightmare telling me? What is this nightmare telling me? What is the opposite of this nightmare? Where should it be leading me? And this is what we need to be asking ourselves. Where is it leading you, and why aren't you going in that direction? Why are you hanging on to that which frustrates you most? Why are you hanging on to that which hurts you most? Why are you hanging on to something that simply poisons you? Why are you hanging on to that? We see time and time again, I love when we... Sometimes we realize, sometimes we go to a place where, well, we don't recognize ourselves. We don't recognize ourselves. We are so used to putting ourselves in a place of our circumstance. We get so used to holding on to that nightmare. We are surrounded, as I was saying, by constant ideas that we are one with nature, and we can see nature and look at the things that nourish you in nature. Look at the things that nourish you. We've had so many people on this show talk about nutrition and the food that makes you feel good, the food that makes you healthy, and the food that poisons you. And we've had so many people in here talking about it, and yet we never find the correlation. Why don't you find the correlations? You know that if you give somebody a food, we can break it down. And if you give somebody a food that never goes bad, you're probably not giving them good food. If it's something, it's probably filled with preservatives and stuff like that. We know that the fresh stuff, the healthy stuff, is the stuff that you got to kind of eat. It's perishable. It's transient. It's only good for a little while. And when you eat it, when it's good, it nourishes you. If you wait too long, it goes bad. And if you eat it when it's bad, it poisons you. That's the truth. That is a fact. And we see that in the food. We see that in the stuff that gives our body vitality. We see this. We know that if I have a can of some sort of food that never goes bad, or it doesn't go bad, it's meat that doesn't go bad for a year. Like, you know that something's in there. You know that some sort of Frankenstein crazy stuff's in there, and that it can possibly be healthy for you. We know this innately. We know this innately, yet we hang on to ideas, we hang on to people, we hang on to things and characterizations in our lives that have long gone bad. Maybe for a while they were good and nutritious, but they have long gone bad, and we keep feeding our lives with that same old stuff, and we keep wondering why it makes us sick. We keep wondering why something that used to nourish us now makes us sick, and we are stubborn. Wow, we're stubborn. And we keep living our nightmare instead of living our dream. How does your life change? How does your life change when you take the idea of living your dream? Map out your day. I'm going to tell you guys this 100 different ways. Map out your day. Write down, just in a notebook that only you can see, because if you do it so that someone else can see, you're going to lie. Or I should say it more in a socially acceptable way. If you write it in a way that, in a place where you know someone else will see it, you may distort it or enhance it a little bit. And you may censor yourself a little bit if that makes you feel better. Truth is, if someone's going to read it, you're going to lie. So do it in a place where only you're going to read it. Map out your day today. You don't have to imagine a day. Just start today. It's noon here in the East Coast. So start today, let's say. Who did you talk to? What did you do? What did you spend your time working on? And you will be surprised at how great you are at feeding your nightmare. You will be surprised at how great you are at feeding your stress. You would be surprised how great you are on snacking on spiritual poisons. You will be surprised how great you are at not nourishing your mind, your body, your soul, your dreams. You will be surprised how great you are at the masterful art of self-destruction. Not because you choose self-destruction, not because you're consciously sabotaging yourself, but because we are habitual creatures, and sometimes, just like the person who's addicted to cigarettes outside, sometimes we have become habitually addicted to slowly poisoning our lives. How does your life change when you make a list like that and then finally have the courage, finally have the strength, you need the courage, the strength, finally, how does your life change when you have the courage to follow your dreams? It's easy to dream. It's easy to dream, and it's easy to set resolutions. It's easy to do that, and it's easy to start saying you're going to do it. The challenge becomes after you do it for a day or two, and that habitual mind comes back, and those same old people come back ready to remind you of who you used to be. Oh, there's nothing more dangerous than somebody who loves you, who reminds you of your old limitations, your old perceived limitations. Oh, there's nothing more dangerous than someone who will try and kill your dream for reminding you of your nightmare. Oh, I got to tell you, I know that's not socially acceptable sometimes, but I'm telling you, sometimes it's the closest people to you that are most deadly to your dreams. But anyways, how would your life be different if you have the courage? Not the bravery, I've told you. I learned a long time ago there's a difference between bravery and courage. And in this point in your life, I don't care if you're listening and you're a teenager. I don't care if you're listening and you're 20, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50, you're 60. I don't care if you're 80. I don't care if you're 110 years old and you're listening to this. It is now the time to step up and be courageous. Be courageous in living your dream. If you are not courageous in living your dream, you are living this regular life of cowardice, which keeps you attached to your nightmare. You've got to be courageous. There's a difference between bravery and courage. It takes bravery to recognize this. It takes bravery to fill out this list and recognize where in your life you are your own poison. It takes bravery to recognize where in your life you are your own poison. It takes bravery to figure that out, and it takes courage to do something about it. I learned a long time ago from a military instructor who was talking to me and talking to me and taught me the difference between bravery and courage in not such an eloquent way, but in a powerful way that I will never forget. I remember I could hear it as if it was yesterday. I was just a kid. I was a kid. If I wasn't a teenager, if I wasn't 19, I was maybe 20, maybe 21 at the most. I mean, I was a kid, and I can almost hear his voice. This is a man who was probably in the military at the time for 20 plus years and was a war veteran, a Vietnam War veteran, and just a rough voice. And I remember talking to him and him as a mentor telling me the difference between bravery and courage, and talking about troops and differentiating between troops who were brave and troops who were courageous. And I was fortunate enough to be considered courageous by this military leader. And when he called me courageous, I said, "Well, everybody here, sir, is courageous." And he said, "No," he corrected me, "the difference between bravery and courage." And I remember him saying, "Araboli," hold on, I got to get my rough voice on. I remember him saying, "Maraboli, I want you to listen to me. He said, there is a difference between bravery and courage. He said, any brave man will grab a lion by his balls, but it takes courage to keep squeezing." And I will never, ever forget that. Because sometimes in life, you've got to be brave enough to recognize the changes needed. Sometimes in life, you've got to be brave enough to identify the poisons. You've got to be brave enough to identify those changes needed, but you have to be courageous enough to follow it, courageous enough to keep squeezing. Sometimes I can't be the only one who's experienced this. Sometimes in life, you need the courage just to keep squeezing. Sometimes you got to keep squeezing on your dream, keep squeezing in your relationship, keep squeezing in your career, keep squeezing in your family, keep squeezing in your children, keep squeezing in your love. Sometimes you got to keep squeezing. Life challenges you. Life challenges you to quit. Life dares you to quit almost every day. It dares you to go back to your nightmare. Almost every day it will dare you to go back. Dare you to go back to where you were yesterday, back to where you were. It almost dares you to be back spiritually indebted on a debt that you have already paid. It will remind you. It will send people to remind you. It will send events to remind you, feelings and songs that will remind you. Life will dare you to go back. It'll challenge you to go back. And sometimes you have to move beyond the brave and into the courageous and keep squeezing. You got to keep squeezing. You're better than that. You are better than you were yesterday. You are better today. You are better than having to live the life of yesterday. You are not here today. I am a man of rationality. I am not here today so that I can live yesterday. If I was just meant to live yesterday, I wouldn't be living today. I am not here today to live yesterday. My yesterday is gone. I need to let that go and live today, and I can't let it go. I can't pick up the hugs. I can't pick up the kisses. I can't pick up the potentiality. I can't pick up the forgiveness. I can't pick up anything until I let go of yesterday. Today does not exist unless I let go of yesterday, and you have to be courageous to let go of yesterday. You cannot be passive. You cannot be passive in your life. You must be courageous in seeking your dream, in identifying your dream, and then getting your ass over there, moving forward, taking a step, knowing that life will push you back. People will push you back. Just take a little step. Take a choppy step. Take a big leap, whatever it is, but you keep moving forward, not because you're brave, but because you're courageous. Not because of yesterday, but because of today. Sometimes you have to be fueled because of today, and yesterday is gone. Don't let it poison you. Don't let it do anything to you other than make you recognize. Use it as a reference point as today. What is in front of you is innately more important than what's behind you. That's why when you get into your car, your windshield is huge and your rearview mirror is little, because all that rearview mirror is a reference point for your safety. You do not drive through the rearview mirror. You look through the windshield, because what's ahead of you, what's in front of you, is infinitely more important than what's behind you. You are not your yesterday. You are your today. And today is a day you should live your dream, let go of your nightmare, and never forget that this New Yorker is doing the same and cheering you on. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. I want you to check out our website, stevemaraboli.com. I want you to check out our archives at empoweredlivingradio.com. I want you to check out our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Pinterest page. I want you to share. We are all on the same team and in this together. I need some courageous people around me to step up while everybody else is bitching and complaining, while everybody else is looking at their wounds, while everyone else is holding the baggage of yesterday and using it as an excuse to not feel today. I need some courageous people around me who are going to share in powerful quotes, share in powerful ideas, and get up, because you would not be here today if yesterday was your defining moment. You are here today to live this day and to move forward towards your dreams, folks. Move forward towards your dreams. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.